fall this season when the skies are high and crystal blue in Korea. Maybe that's why Gaecheonjeol, which celebrates the openings of heaven, is celebrated during fall. I'm Brian Ju, and I'll be back right after this song. Welcome to another episode of K-Pop Connection. It's Monday, October 3rd, 2022, and we just heard Monday Kiss with When Autumn Comes, 가을 안부. Now, happy National Foundation Day, y'all. This day, which is called 개천절 in Korea, is the day when Koreans believe the history of the Korean people began. Now, some people confuse this day with Korean Liberation Day, which falls on August 15th, which is understandable because Liberation Day is the day celebrating Korea's liberation from Japanese colonial rule and the creation of the modern Republic of Korea. So, 개천절 celebrates the first Korean kingdom of Gojoseon, founded by Dangun in 2233 BC. Legend has it, Hwan Ung, the son of the Lord of Heaven, Hwan In, wished to live on earth. So Hwan In opened heaven to allow his son to descend to Paekdu Mountain. That's where we get the name of the holiday, Gaecheonjeol, the day the heavens open up. Now, while on the mountain, Hwan Ung met a bear and a tiger who both wanted to become human. Moved their earnest prayer, Hanung told the two animals to avoid sunlight and eat only bitter garlic and mugwort for 100 days. Yuck! Now, the tiger failed the challenge after 21 days, but the patient bear endured and became a woman. She later married Hwan Ung and gave birth to a son, Dangun, who founded Gojoseon. Now, every child in Korea grows up hearing this story about the impatient tiger and steadfast bear, but isn't it a bit ironic that tigers are now more strongly associated with the Korean people? Maybe weren't cut out to be so patient after all. Who knows? Anyways, happy Gaecheonjeol, everybody. And we're going to listen to a song. This is Taepyeon with 호랑 수월가. That was Taepyeon with 호랑 수월가, and you guys are tuning into K-Pop Connection. Quick announcements on various ways you guys can tune in. We got shortwave radio, 9.515 megahertz bound for Europe, 9.785 megahertz bound for India. We have apps you guys can download for free and listen to us conveniently through the KBS World Radio app, KBS World Radio On Air app, and KBS Kong app. You guys also know, if you're in Malaysia, you guys can hear us on Malaysia's Astro Radio. And if you are in Malaysia, download the Shulk app and find KBS World Radio channel for 24-hour nonstop streaming of your favorite K-pop shows. Also, if you're listening via podcast, please rate us 5 stars so we get more listeners to tune in and check out the latest in K-pop. Also, y'all know what today is. It is Monday, so we got What the K-Pop with Karen coming up right after our daily segment, Coffee or Tea. So for now, we got a song break for you guys, but keep it right here. Do not change that dial. We have Kim Jae-hwan with Back Then, 그 시절 우리는, and then we have 경서, Dear My Ex, 나의 X에게. 넓고 푸른 하늘 아래 사랑이 피었다 수많은 꽃들 사이 넌 아름다웠다 다시 한번 아프게 날 불러 꿈에 안길래 이 밤이 새도록 내 곁에 있어줘 내겐 너뿐이라고 Would you like a nice warm coffee or a nice soothing tea? Welcome to our daily segment, Coffee or Tea, where we have a little chit-chat about anything and everything that'll wind you down or refuel you, whatever you prefer. Today, we're going to talk about the National Intelligence Service, like the CIA in the US, the UK's MI6, or the NIS here in Korea are extremely secretive agencies that rarely enjoy being in the spotlight. However, the public are fascinated with these organizations and what the people working there do. We all are curious. Now, their top secret activities are often the subject material for books and films. Let's think about James Bond, Mission Impossible, James Bourne, or Jason Bourne, not James Bourne. That was a typo right there. Need I say more? Well, in a very uncharacteristic move, the highly secretive CIA, which rarely opens up anything to the public, will be seeking public attention to celebrate the agency's 75th anniversary this year. Now, did you guys even know that the CIA has a museum? I didn't. Well, it does at its headquarters located in Langley, Virginia, and it invited a small number of journalists to give a peek inside its newly renovated and greatly expanded museum last week. In true spy agency style, the museum ceiling is covered with a variety of white and black spy codes. There's a section in Morse code, another displays dominoes in code. Also, there are ciphers and what looks like a crossword puzzle filled with letters in various foreign languages jumbled together. Now, the museum's director said every code can be broken. There are actual words and meanings behind everything, adding that they are curious to see how fast who will break the codes. Definitely not me. Of course, you won't be allowed inside to decipher the code. The CIA has never opened up its museum to the public and isn't about to start, y'all. But the agency is planning to put the exhibits and the spy codes online. So happy hunting if you like that kind of stuff. Well, we have two great songs for you guys now. Super Junior with Spy, and we have Ponus 9 with Feel Good. 내 사랑한 SBY 그녀를 쫓아 day and night 샤프트 잡히지 않아 그림자처럼 붙지만 내가 사랑한 What the?
K-pop!
Welcome to What the K-pop! Every Monday we choose a K-pop song and a phrase of the day from the lyrics to expand our Korean speaking skills. I almost said Karen speaking skills.
Basically, skills.
That's what it is. Miss Karen actually brings it all the time every Monday, and she's here in the studio with us. What's up, Karen?
That's right.
How are you doing?
Good, good, good.
How has your weekend been?
My weekend. Yeah. Oh, what did I do this weekend?
See, that's how you know you were busy, because you don't remember.
It
was literally yesterday.
Yeah.
And you don't remember. I do that all the time.
What did I do this weekend? I must have done something fun.
Did you take your kids out?
We did take our kids out. My mind is just going blank. I think we did go out with the kids. And the weather's been good, so we went on a hike, or actually I didn't go on a hike. I was working, and my son hurt his foot. He hurt his toe. So
I heard about that, yeah.
Yeah, my son and I, we were sitting in a cafe. He was doing homework. I was working, and my daughter and my husband, they went on a hike up Gwanaksan.
Okay.
Gwanaksan's pretty high. I don't know if you know how high it is.
I've never been there,
I think they took a picture on top of the mountain. It was like 630 something meters above sea level, and my husband was saying all the way up, every time they met someone, they were telling my daughter, because she's in first grade, they were like, oh, 대단해, 대단해. She's so young. They were saying, so she heard that the entire way up the mountain. And at the top, she apparently got a free ice cream.
Oh, wait, so you get free ice cream if you get to the top of the mountain?
There's apparently someone
that sells
ice cream.
For kids or for all people?
Apparently, the person that sells ice cream there, he gives free ice cream to kids that come up after a certain time, I guess. So she got a free ice cream, and she heard, oh, 대단해, all the way up to the top.
Well, if you guys are planning to ever go up that mountain, and you have a first grader? Your daughter's in first grade?
Yeah.
Yeah, first grader, or maybe just a young kid that looks like, you know, because most adults would probably think, like, you're so young, you can't make it up this mountain. And if you can get up that mountain, they get free ice cream, apparently.
I think it's kind of funny, because I think kids actually have more energy.
That's the truth, though. That's so the funny thing.
I don't think it was
kids
hard for her.
Are on like a 24-hour sugar rush all the time. Whereas in parents, we're always, or adults, we're like, you go up like maybe like 25 meters. Like,
I think it's she weird. Was fine.
It's also the elevation. As you get higher and higher, like when I was in Jeju, though, I went up this hill. And my friend's like, don't you do CrossFit? I'm like, yeah. It's like, it was literally 10 meters high. And I'm like,
it's different, right?
Yeah, it's a different feel. Yes. Kids can they can get through that easily. But adults, we have a harder time.
Mm.
Anyways, we're going to go over our review expression from last week.
Yes.
Okay, which was?
귀찮아.
귀찮아. And of course, going up mountains for me is 귀찮아.
For me, it's 귀찮아. everything's 귀찮아 for me during the weekends. Mm. And we learned it from Day 6's song, 혼잣말, Talking mm-hmm. To. So from the lyrics, we learned 다 귀찮아, everything's 귀찮아,
yeah.
밥 먹기도 귀찮아, 치우는 게 귀찮아. So we don't like to clean up, we don't mm-hmm. even want to eat. So after this was talking about after a breakup, when we, you know, we don't want to do anything, we kind of feel lethargic about things.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to do things that we usually did when we were in a relationship.
That
so,
is true.
You know, when we had that someone next to us, we always, you know, set that table for two, but we don't want to do that anymore. So
yeah.
Everything's kind of, we just don't want to do it. We don't feel like doing it. It's kind of annoying.
Yeah. And I know some people who like are just recently breaking up. If they've been in a relationship for a long time, it becomes a habit. So you always prepare for two. You always like set the table for two. Yeah, so hopefully you guys can get over that ASAP.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm going to go over some expressions from our skit last week.
So you were the samchun, the uncle. He was very tired. So I would try to think of a lot of expressions that parents, you know, they're just tired during the weekend and they don't feel like doing anything. So, 아이고 피곤해. I'm very tired.
Now, we're talking about being tired, but one thing I've noticed with our producer, she's older than the both of us.
Yeah.
But she has so much energy.
She does have energy. Yeah, yeah.
She has so much. It's like
she's very perky.
Maybe she like hides and takes like little caffeine pills without us knowing.
Well, we take a lot of vitamins.
Okay. So like right now, no. Look at her smile. It's like the most energetic smile I've ever seen.
She has a lot of energy, and she gives off that energy. You
exactly.
Know? Yeah. And we learned, 아이고 머리야. So I have a headache. 아이고 허리야. My back aches. 아이고 귀찮아.
I know that feeling.
아이고 귀찮아. 아이고 하기 싫어. So I don't want to do anything because I'm feeling a little lazy.
But sometimes it's not about being lazy. It's because you've done so much throughout the week.
Mm-hmm.
You deserve to be lazy.
I think so, too. You know, the weekends are for taking a break, which
exactly.
is why, you know, I feel sorry for parents like me because the weekends aren't for taking a break. It's
exactly.
for taking care of your kids.
You're done with actual work, but then you have more work because you're the babysitter.
That's right.
You have to attend to everything your kids want. And then sometimes you have to attend to what your husband wants.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Karen, I feel sorry for you, girl. If I were you, I'd be so 귀찮아.
I'm 귀찮아 all the time. All the time.
Alrighty, well, we've talked so much, so today we're going to go over something new.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to be learning today?
Okay, so we're going to learn an expression from the Ultimate 역주행 group.
Okay.
So 역주행 is when, you know, a song that's gone off the charts, it comes back to the charts. So
okay.
Brave Girls, they're kind of the 역주행 symbol because they, I don't know, their song, it was kind of on the charts and then it just disappeared.
Okay.
And then after, I think, years... It just kind of reappeared on the charts.
So it's a song that's been out.
Yeah.
And now
no
it's
one really knew about
again.
It. Yeah. So, and then it just came back up on the charts after I think one of their, like a video went viral.
Okay.
And then they just came back up on the charts. So,
okay.
We're gonna listen to their song, Brave Girls, We Ride, 운전만 해. And the expression that we're gonna learn, Koreans use it a lot when they feel really frustrated.
Uh-huh.
And it can be used in a variety of situations.
Okay.
So we're gonna play Doctor and Patient.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be a middle schooler, and you can be the doctor.
Alrighty, sounds good. Let's do this. So, what brings you here today?
Hello, doctor. Well, I've had this headache and sore throat for some time now. Oh, it hurts when I sit. It hurts when I lie down.
That doesn't sound very good. 머리가 아프고, 목도 아프고. What else? Do you have any other symptoms?
그리고 밥맛이 없어요. I don't want to eat anything.
But you should still try to eat well. Well, how long has this been going on?
I think it's been about a week now.
Okay, and what about your sleep patterns? Have you been sleeping well?
No, I keep waking up in the middle of the night because of the coughing. 그리고 가슴이 답답해요.
I see. Your chest feels stuffy. Is this at night when you're sleeping or during the day?
Both. 그리고 코도 답답해요. I can hardly breathe through my nose.
Ah, stuffy nose and a stuffy chest. Let's take a look at your chest and nose first. There's a flu going around these days. Did you walk around outside without the jacket on?
How did you know? My mom told me exactly that. She told me to take a jacket with me when I went to Never Ever Land last week. But it's been so hot, I just ignored her.
Well, you know you should always listen to what your mother says.
Oh, Dr. Ju, you're so 답답해. What kind of teenager ever listens to their mother?
Alrighty, now we just heard some of the song, and the lyrics are about a couple that's been in a relationship for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this kind of relationship, so they're in the car, they're just driving, and they're not talking to each other, and they talk about that. We call this a 권태기 in Korea.
Well, that's something I'm learning new. I didn't know what 권태기 was.
So 권태기, okay. I don't know, do you use this expression in the States, like the 7-year itch?
I don't know if it's a 7-year itch, but I know there is a point in a relationship where, because you guys know everything about each other.
Yeah.
You know exactly what they do for work, what their daily schedule is like. Mm. So it's basically like you don't really need to ask, oh, how's your day?
Yeah.
Because you basically know what your partner's day was like.
Yeah. So you know everything about each other. There's nothing new. So you're kind of bored with each other.
Yeah.
So that's when you hit that 권태기.
So I know a couple. They have 5 kids.
Ew.
They've been together for almost 15 years now. Mm-hmm. They've been married 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so what they do is every Wednesday, they get a babysitter and they do a date night. They always have to go out.
Yeah.
They always put the phones away at dinner. And they do something, the wife chooses something to do one Wednesday, the husband chooses one something. So they try to spice up their relationship. Mm. So they're always doing something new. And that way, you don't ask throughout the week how their week was.
Yeah.
So only on Wednesday, they have a conversation. Because then, something new could have happened.
Yeah.
But if you ask your partner that you're married to for how many years, every single day, Monday, what'd you do last night, Tuesday, you're going to already know the answer.
Nothing's new.
Yeah.
So that's really smart. And I think that's a really good way to keep a relationship, I don't know, new.
Interesting.
Yeah. So this song, it's talking about that 권태기, when you've become so used to each other, you're really comfortable with each other that you're kind of bored. This is when couples start fighting a lot and they kind of think about, you know, other people, maybe.
They compare a lot.
Yeah. They start looking around.
I saw so-and-so. They're at the mall. They're holding hands, honey. Why don't we hold hands anymore?
Yeah, or like, I saw so-and-so give someone, you know, my friend got a new gift from someone.
Right.
You know, so that's when, you feel like your significant other has lost interest in you or does not care about you anymore.
Well, you know what? We have to definitely, I know it's on the script too, but I've been curious about this.
Mm.
I want to know what other couples do.
Mm-hmm.
You could be married or just been in a relationship for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, how do you get out of that, you know, that continuous boring habit of, I've been in a relationship for a long time, so I don't need to ask my husband or boyfriend or girlfriend whatever they're doing.
Yeah.
So we want to know how you get out of your 권태기. So we're going to hopefully have this a Y2C question pretty soon in the future.
I think we can ask a lot of questions related to this because I actually want to know, how do you get out of it? And I also want to know, how can you tell if you're in a 권태기? Like, what are the first signs?
Exactly.
I think that's interesting too.
And then you see couples who are never in that 권태기 stage. You'd be like, wait, you guys look so in love. How long have you been in love for? Like, we've been married for 10 years.
Yeah.
Like, 10 years, but you guys look like you're newlyweds. Like, how do you do it?
Yeah, so some tips. So some tips to stay out of a 권태기.
Yes. Okay. Get out of that funk.
All right. Yes. So just going over some of the expressions from the lyrics of the song. Some typical 권태기 stuff. Like, 처음과는 너무 다른 사이. So, you know, when you're first in love, it's all, you know, you see the other person and you just, you know, your heart starts fluttering, but it's so different, right? 부쩍 줄어든 대화. So you don't talk anymore. 난 핸드폰 보내. I look at my phone. 넌 창밖을 보내. You look out the window. 난 너무 답답해, which was the expression for today. 답답해.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know that feeling though. Because like, you really don't really have much to talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I know that feeling when you're first in a relationship, you're just being around that person makes you smile.
Yeah, you don't need to talk.
Yeah, like, oh, what do you have for dinner? It's like, oh, you're having that. That's cool. You know, anything they do or say just makes you smile. But then after a year or two, you're having that again.
For 15 years, yeah.
You're still spraying that same cologne or perfume again. You're not brushing your teeth tonight.
You're everything that person does that you liked, you now don't like anymore.
Yeah, it'll annoy you. So we're going to have to find that out in the future. So let's go over some expressions from the skit.
Okay, so 답답해 in our skit was actually more physical. I was sick, so I was feeling 답답해 in my nose.
I totally know that feeling.
Yeah, 답답해 in my chest. So it's when you feel like it's clogged or it's stuffy, when you feel suffocated because of something, you can say it's 답답해. So you can say that a room feels 답답해 when it's really hot, when it's really stuffy.
Exactly.
But in the end, I say, oh, Dr. Ju, you're so 답답해. This was used a little bit differently. And this is used for someone that's, you know, kind of boring, maybe a little bit rigid or narrow-minded that doesn't understand you.
Yeah.
So Koreans use this a lot when you're explaining something to someone, you keep explaining.
And they don't understand
you. You say, oh, so 답답해. Yeah. Why don't you understand?
I know that feeling all the time. Some people I work with, I'm just like, you don't understand what I just said? I'm like, ugh. And it's like, oh, 답답해. You know that feeling. We all know that feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted to explain one more. I say 밥맛이 없어요, which means literally I don't have an appetite.
Yeah.
But Koreans also use this when they don't like someone. You can say, oh, 밥맛 없어.
Okay, look at y'all. Y'all learning some slang as well. There you go. Okay, and then we have other Korean expressions as well, like you said, related to 권태기.
Right, yeah. So, you know, it's similar to English. So you can say 사랑이 식었어, which means 식었어 means it's gone cold, which is very similar to English. You know, your love has cooled off. And you can also say 각자의 시간을 좀 갖자. So let's take some time off. Let's spend, or let's take a little break.
I remember I sang a song a long time ago. It was a solo track. And the lyric says, 서로에게 미안해서.
Mm-hmm.
Even though you know you're not in love anymore, no one wants to be the bad guy to say, let's break up.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You're just in a relationship for years and years because of the comfort of not wanting to be the bad person. That, to me, is a very unhealthy relationship. If you know the relationship isn't going to go anywhere, you don't see a future with this person, then be the bad person, because guess what?
That's
you
being the bad good person
is the being the good person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree.
Alrighty, well, we had a fun story today. It was fun being a doctor. I've never been a doctor. Oh, that's what mom and dad wanted me to be.
Dr. Ju.
Every Korean mom and dad wants your kid to be a lawyer.
A lawyer,
a doctor. But guess what? Mom, I was a doctor for one day. There you go. Alright, and that was our K-pop word of the day. 답답해, meaning frustrator. I'm frustration.
답답해.
Alrighty, and we're going to listen to the full track as we say goodbye to Karen. We'll see you next week.
Alright, see you next week.
Alright, guys, this is Brave Girls with We Ride. 운전만 해. We just heard Brave Girls with We Ride 운전만 해. Now we have some updates for you guys for the week. Tomorrow we have In Case You Missed It, where you get to find out all the latest in K-pop and K-entertainment news and updates. And on Wednesdays, we devote an entire segment to play your song requests and read out your messages on requests and responses. So make sure to send in your song requests throughout the week. And on Thursdays, we have Your Two Cents, where you get to hear your answers to our weekly question, which is posted on our gram at KBS KBS K-pop every Fridays. And on Fridays, we have Peter joining us for the studio, or in the studio, for Vibes 1 to 5, where we get to listen to Peter's playlist of top 5 tracks that fit the topic of the week. And also, every day, we got our coffee or tea, so you guys have to stick around to find out what information I'm going to give you guys. And you guys know what time it is. It's time for music. We love music. We have two great songs. We have one from Kang Min-kyung of Davichi, and then we have one, actually, Kang Min-kyung and Choi Jung-hoon. One's from Janabi, of course, Janabi, Because We Loved, 우린 그렇게 사랑해서. And then we have one from Tae with Monologue. That's all the time that we have for today. Taking us out is NMIX with Dice. Our producer is Sophia Hong. I'm Brian Ju. Our writer is Karen Choi. And this has been K-Pop Connection. You may disconnect now. Bunch of